Welcome to JamFA's podcast series. Thank you for joining. In this episode, we're going to be discussing the impact of COVID-19 on overdraft services. I am John Corden, CEO of JamFA. As promised in a previous episode of our podcast series, we have new insights to share with you after working with our financial institution clients over the last 6 months, analyzing their data and data from financial institutions across the nation. As consultants for overdraft services, JamFA has worked with more than 2,000 community banks and credit unions throughout the United States. In early April, we provided a brief overview of what we found at the beginning of the pandemic, including ideas to ensure your financial institution's overdraft program continues to serve the needs of your account holders. We are working with our clients very closely to provide oversight and effective strategies to ensure a positive impact. Additionally, we're monitoring overall industry performance. Over the last few months, we have learned a great deal, and sharing the benefits of our findings may be helpful for community banks and credit unions across the country. While call report data provides a picture of performance with regards to service charge or fee income, we monitor a variety of other metrics for our clients on a monthly basis, which are important to the overall success of the program. Based on evaluating year-over-year data for April to August in 2019 and 2020 for our clients nationally, there have been some key areas that have been affected. NSF OD income overall was drastically affected. Initially in April, it was down by 40%. Then in May, it fell further and was down by 50%. The good news is we are seeing it start to recover as data for August shows it was only down by 30%. Largely, the income decline was due to change in transaction volumes. By the end of April, transactions were down approximately 16%. Then in May, we saw the lowest volume when it was down by 55%. Since then, it has been improving. In July and August, transaction volumes were down by 38%. When it comes to program utilization, there has been a decrease of 30 to 45%. In August, it was down by 28%. Waived and refund fees increased significantly, but have since started to improve. In August, refund fees were only up by 30%, which is a significant difference from May, where they were up as high as 51%. Pre-COVID, our clients averaged 3 to 4% charge-off rates. We advise them to proactively reach out to those account holders identified by our Privilege Manager software with a high degree of charge-off risk so that they could work with those account holders to allow payment of the negative balance before charging off the account. As a result of this and other strategies, charge-offs are continuing to improve and return to normal levels. Regional results differed as the effects of the pandemic and related shutdowns occurred at different times over the last several months. For results specific to your region or state, please visit jamfa.com/contactus to request information for your financial institution or regional market data. One of our regional directors will contact you with the information and be available to answer any additional questions you may have. The number one question clients and prospective clients alike have asked us is when will NSF OD income return to normal? To be frank, there's no guarantee when or if pre-COVID numbers will return. Here's what we found so far based on analyzing call report data for approximately 6,292 financial institutions on a year-over-year basis for the past three quarters. While Q3 data is not yet available, when looking closely at our clients compared to other financial institutions, the average income decline of all institutions matched very closely to that of our client banks and credit unions. Based on data through the end of June, for all banks, the average decrease in income was 34 to 36%. And for all credit unions, the average decrease was 28 to 30%. In review of the data, when it comes to overall performance, JamFA client banks and credit unions continue to achieve better results. JamFA client banks were doing 30.71% better in Q1 and 27.92% in Q2 than non-JamFA banks. JamFA credit unions were doing 5.68% better in Q1 and 6% better in Q2 compared to non-JamFA credit unions. The primary reason for the improvement in recovery percentage is that our clients committed to proactively managing their overdraft program as part of the engagement and partnership with JMFA. They are keenly aware of the key drivers of a well-managed overdraft program and continue to follow our best practices. Secondarily, we reinforced those best practices and made additional recommendations for addressing the needs of consumers at the onset of the pandemic and as we learned more throughout. We continue to work closely with clients about strategies to strengthen any areas of their program that may have been underperforming. For example, with the ensuing rise in the use of contactless payment methods, the importance of consumers opting in for coverage on Reg E transactions has also risen. Our Privilege Manager CRM software is capable of alerting staff of account holders that have had a POS transaction decline, so proactive communications can be made to explain the service. Our clients are continuing to see positive results in the way of increased Reg E opt-ins and overall program utilization by implementing this strategy. Additionally, our software provides the option of sending an automated text or email communication to inform the account holders of their options to cover the transactions. While not all of our clients have taken advantage of the software feature, when they do, their account holders will fully understand that their primary financial institution has a service to help them during a time of need. For those of you who may be waiting until the recovery is over before considering any improvements to your overdraft program, you will find yourself falling further behind to those who are proactively preparing. The financial shortfalls that many industry experts predicted for community financial institutions have not come to fruition yet. Our bank and credit union association partners say that Q2 of 2021 is likely when that impact will be most significant. Many of our clients have already started fortifying their earnings. As mentioned earlier, our clients' performance results are up to 30% improved over all other financial institutions. If you're looking for ways to improve earnings, contact us. Getting started now will ensure you are prepared by the end of Q1 2021 to be properly positioned for offsetting financial setbacks with additional fee income. While there have not been any regulatory rule changes with regards to overdraft services, the regulatory agencies have encouraged financial institutions to work with consumers impacted by the pandemic. A few of the best practices issued by various agencies include educating consumers on ways to conduct banking remotely, online, or through a mobile app without going to a branch, providing payment accommodations that facilitate their ability to work through the immediate impact of the virus, addressing deferred or skipped loan payments by either extending the original maturity date or making payments due in balloon payment at the maturity date of the loan, taking prudent efforts to adjust or alter terms on existing loans to ease pressures on troubled borrowers. Additionally, as I stressed during our last podcast, any change you implement to your overdraft program needs to be documented. Drafting a COVID-19 policy to include your overdraft compliance manual is of utmost importance. As things return to normalcy, you do not want to be in a position where you're defending how you handle overdrafts in comparison to the situations like the current COVID crisis without adequate disclosure. This is important to keep in mind to avoid confusion both for your staff and your account holders. Within the next few months, we will see third quarter data for the industry, which will certainly provide a clearer picture of overall recovery. Meanwhile, there are a few areas that will continue to have an immediate impact for all. First, staying agile to contend with the current extraordinary circumstances of the environment. This will continue to impact multiple areas for banks and credit unions. Declines in net income, earning less on net interest income, maintaining solid asset quality, increased compliance responsibilities, dealing with changes to operations and culture. Another area, supporting your account holders to address the essential technology upgrades and or implementing digital services to meet account holder demands will require reallocating funds or generating additional revenue. And lastly, contending with lower levels of business activity and consumer spending. While this appears to be returning to normal transaction volumes, we are still down due to economic slowdown and as more individuals are working remotely. This is well beyond our control and will remain an issue to carefully monitor. Thank you for listening. If you have any specific questions for us to address, or you would like to review the recovery details of your financial institutions along with market-specific data, contact us. We appreciate you joining. Stay safe.